Chapter 9. Katie. Early one morning, a few weeks later, there was a knock at Diana's bedroom door.
"Diana, it's 8:25. You have to get up or we won't get to the hospital on time," said Roger.
Diana quickly threw back the covers and jumped out of bed.
"I'll be ready in 10 minutes," she shouted to Roger.
After a quick breakfast, they left for the hospital. When they arrived at Lucas Hospital, Roger went to see a patient and Diana went to visit Katie. Ever since Diana's first meeting with the children, she and Katie had become close friends. The young girl was very ill and hadn't been to the music class for nearly a month. Diana walked into the room and saw Katie lying in her bed. She looked pale and weak, and she was much thinner than before.
"Hi, Katie. Are you feeling better?"
Diana asked, sitting down in the chair by Katie's bed.
"No, not really,"
Katie answered in a tired voice.
"I've brought you something,"
Diana said, taking a small keyboard out of her bag. "You can play it whenever you want."
"Thanks, Diana. It's really nice," Katie said.
"Everyone is asking me when you'll be joining us again," Diana said. "We all miss you."
"I miss you all too. I hope I'll be able to come back to the class soon,"
Katie said, looking down at her new keyboard.
"The truth is, I don't know if I'll ever get better. Sometimes I feel so weak and ill. I'm tired of everything."
"I know," said Diana sympathetically. "But you mustn't give up. Keep fighting your illness, Katie. You're very brave."
"I'll do my best," said Katie. "Please come and visit me when the music class is finished."
"I will, I promise," Diana said and left the room. During the music class, Diana told the children how much Katie missed them all, and they all asked when she would return. Diana explained that Katie was really very ill. Then Diana helped the children write a little song for Katie on a piece of bright paper. They all signed their names when they had finished, and Diana promised them that she would take it to Katie after the class. "Next week, we'll sing some songs from The Sound of Music and Annie. I'm sure you'll enjoy them," Diana said at the end of the class. "They're fun to sing and they aren't hard to learn."
"I'd like Katie to sing with us next week," said James.
"So would I," added David.
"That would be wonderful," Diana agreed. "I think she's going to love the song we wrote for her." Diana collected her things and went to talk to Mrs. Douglas about Katie and the next class, while the nurses took the children back to their rooms.
"I see that Katie's condition is getting worse," said Diana. "I'm very worried."
"Yes, so we," Mrs. Douglas replied. "Her medication is very strong, and she's taking such large amounts. It's quite difficult for her."
Mrs. Douglas was silent for a few moments, and then said quietly,
"I'm afraid we're going to lose her."
Diana couldn't believe what she was hearing.
"We can't lose her," she said. "She's too special. All the kids miss her. The music class isn't the same without her."
Mrs. Douglas nodded. There was nothing more either of them could say. After they had briefly discussed the next class, Diana went to see Katie again. Katie was lying in bed and playing notes on the new keyboard Diana had given her. She seemed very interested in it and didn't notice Diana coming in. Diana walked into the room and sat down next to Katie's bed. Katie's lunch was on the bed in front of her, untouched.
"Aren't you going to eat lunch today?" Diana asked.
"I don't feel hungry,"
Katie replied. Diana gave Katie the song. "We wrote this for you in class today," she said. Katie read the song with a smile on her face.
"Thank you, Diana. It's beautiful," she said. "And it's so nice that everyone signed it too."
"They wanted you to know how much they miss you," Diana replied. Katie sat back against her pillow, smiling.
I can't wait to go back to class,
she said. I could sing with you now if you'd like, Diana suggested. She took the keyboard and began to play one of the songs from the show Annie.
Do you know this song, Katie?
Diana asked. Katie listened for a few moments and shook her head.
No, I don't,
she said. It's my favourite song from the show called Annie, Diana explained.
What's the song about?
Katie asked.
It's about a new day, a new future, Diana answered. The song is called Tomorrow. Could you sing it for me?
Asked Katie. Of course, Diana answered and began to sing. When my day is grey and lonely, I just smile and say, the sun will come out tomorrow. Katie listened to the song. The words were full of hope for a better future and made her feel better. The big smile on her face made Diana happy too. Katie listened to Diana sing and seemed to enjoy it a lot. But soon she became tired and needed to rest.
Thank you so much, Diana, Katie said. I really love the keyboard and the new song. I'll learn how to play it. I promise.
You just get well again, Katie. You have plenty of time to learn to play and sing, Diana answered. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye, Diana,
Katie said.
Bye, Katie. I hope you feel better soon,
said Diana and left the room.